Joining us on Shoals Sports Talk, the athletic director for the University of North Alabama, Mark Linder. Mr. Linder, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us on the program. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Jordan. Just a pleasure to be with you today.
All right, so as the first year of Division I comes to a close, I want to start off with that. Initially, when the university announced there was interest in going Division I, and then they actually made the official switch to Division I, I was in school when it was first brought up there at UNA, and I know there was a little pushback from the students. Some of the students said, we want to stay Division II. Some of the students were gung-ho for it as well. But since the move has been made, how have you seen the student body embrace the move to Division I?
Well, I think the tremendous excitement on campus and finally getting to, I guess, the starting blocks, if you will. I would normally say the finish line, but we actually just getting to the starting blocks was a long time coming. And so July 1, when we officially took our step into Division I in this transition period, I think the excitement around our university, our program, has just been off the charts. And I think you're seeing that on campus, you know, from, you know, more purple and gold being worn on campus to more students at our athletic events to just the overall energy on campus is tremendously high right now. A lot of that has to do not only with athletics, but the vision of Dr. Kitts and where we're trending as a university, you know, with enrollment growth, and that's exciting. We're kind of bucking the trend in higher ed with the enrollment growth and the enrollment strategies that we have. So it's just a good time to be at the University of North Alabama, and we're excited about it.
As the first year begins to wind down, I know there's more baseball, softball, tennis, golf, all those spring sports still going on, but how would you assess the success of UNA in its first year to this point?
I would say we're probably ahead of expectation. You know, the support from the administrative side of the house has been tremendous, and you know, a lot of people say, well, okay, everything started July 1st, but in the planning phase, administrative, you know, getting all the information to the NCAA and jumping through the right hoops, make sure you're a good fit with the ASUN, that started about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And so, you know, to look at it all coming, full circle in August, September of this fall was quite rewarding. You know, we put some things in place where we have fully funded scholarships, you know, at the Division I level already, and so we're ahead of schedule as far as that funding piece goes, and that has really, I think, accelerated our success. And so from the first football game going out to Southern Utah and getting a win over, at that time they were nationally ranked and had the previous year won the Big Sky Conference Championship, and to go out there and get that first football win to soccer, you know, going 5-0 to start the season and then winding up in the ASUN Conference Tournament Championship game, that was tremendous. And cross country had success, and then you get into basketball season and our women's basketball program beating Vanderbilt right out of the gate and then qualifying for the WBI postseason tournament was tremendous. And even the men's basketball with, you know, playing 6 to 7 freshmen every game, you could tell that they grew throughout the season and finished the ASUN regular season with a 7-9 record, which was tremendous for our first year of the transition to even as recently as last week, baseball going over to Ole Miss, and they were number 18 in the nation and beating Ole Miss 10-6. So just been a lot of positives this first year. Yeah, we know there's going to be a lot of dark days ahead of us, but right now I would say we're ahead of schedule.
For you, what has been the toughest aspect of the move?
Well, that's a great question. I think maybe the toughest was just taking it day by day, you know. When you start looking at the quality of your schedule and the opponents that you're going to face and knowing that you have to do some catch-up with the operation dollars and also facilities, you know, you want to try to conquer it all, you know, on that first day. And we have to realize that this is a process. It's going to take us a while to get everything up to the level of expectation that we want to get them to. And so I think enjoying each day and the success at the moment and celebrating the small victories in the process has been critically important.
talking with Mark Linder, the athletic director at the University of North Alabama. Now, recently UNA was gifted some property, some land there by the city of Florence where the softball complex and the beach volleyball complexes currently sit. I believe the plan is to move the baseball facility out there as well and just have one big compound. What is sort of the plan as far as the move of the baseball field goes? I mean, is it going to look similar to what it is now? Is it going to just sit in the spot where the current baseball field is? What is the plan for that move?
Well, the first thing we want to do is see if a collegiate baseball field could fit in that footprint. And we did get that artist rendition back, I think, maybe November. And then we started working with the city because you don't want to get ahead of the city because they owned the land at the time. And so just being good partners and being very sensitive to the relationship with the city, we said, okay, we know it will fit now. What's the opportunity? Maybe we could use that land for a baseball field. And everybody in the city was really supportive through the process. And so now we go back to the drawing board. We start looking at some of the details of the design and get a kind of a finer point on the cost estimate and then start looking at the funding mechanism. And so, you don't want to say you're going to go build something before you even have the land to do it. And so we wanted to be very strategic in making sure that a field would fit. And now that we know that and now that the city is kind of bought into that vision, now we'll go back to the drawing board, make sure we have all the amenities that we desire in a baseball field, and then get an estimated cost and then start looking at the funding mechanism.
Outside of the baseball field, the softball field, the beach volleyball complex, that's all going to be there, are there any other plans to move something else out there, or is it mainly going to be baseball, softball, and the beach volleyball for now?
Just those three for now. Okay. I think, just the those sports, I think, are highly visible sports, and on that highly visible corner of Chisholm and Cox Creek, I think it'd be a great opportunity to increase the brand awareness, but also to make our baseball games more accessible and fan friendly. It's hard to get to a UNA baseball game right now just because of the entryway to Mike Lane Field, and so Mike Lane Field down on the on that property may lend itself to having more fans feel like it's a better situation for them to get a game. So we're excited about the possibility.
Now, I know this is early in the process, and this may be a tough question to answer, but is there a timeline for the move?
No question. That's a great question, and there is no timeline. Obviously, we want to push it as quickly as possible. I think, if we could look at a design and get a cost estimate by the time, maybe beginning of fall, and then start working on the funding mechanism, then I think that would be a success.
Talking with the athletic director at the University of North Alabama, Mark Linder, I would like to talk about the football field now. Obviously, I know you met with the SGA. Some ideas were pitched. You had some artist renderings of sort of what the facility may look like, and there have been a couple different places that have been thrown out there where the football field could end up. Of course, on campus is one option. I know that the old ECM location was another place that was thrown out there. But what I want to start off with is how long ago did the idea of getting a new football facility begin?
Well, I think, if you look back in the archives, I think maybe back in the 70s. my first interview when I came to campus back in 2007, people asked about the Division I transition. And then not too long after that question on the same interview was about a football stadium. And so, I think there's always been a kind of the undercurrent of, what's UNA going to do about a football stadium. And so with Dr. Kitz's permission and obviously the Student Government Association, their resolution to push the issue and form a work group, I think it's time to at least have the conversation. And that's where we are right now. We're looking at some locations, we're looking at some amenities, we're looking at costs, we're looking at funding, but nothing happens if you don't start having some open dialogue. And so that's where we are right now in that phase, and it's exciting. I think the energy and the buzz that has come out around the football stadium has been really good for our university, and we're excited about it. But as far as location goes, you know, we're not locked into any one site right now, and I think it's just beneficial to have, you know, an avenue for people to express themselves, and we want to start with our student body because we want this to be a student-centric push because of the resolution that they sent to Dr. Kitts.
Now, obviously, this football facility is going to be utilized by more than just the football program. I would imagine the soccer team is going to play there as well, and you may have other things going on there. How do you envision this facility being used by the university? All season long, all different sports, concerts, things like that, correct?
I do. I think if we can design it properly and have the right amenities in it, I think it could be a great venue for not only the university but also the Shoals area, from concerts to movie nights to obviously our soccer and football team playing here. And I think, you know, if you're going to invest that amount of money into a venue, then it needs to be used for more than five times a year or six times a year. And so I think if once again, this is where the design piece comes in and is critical, is if you design it the right way, I think it can be a great venue for a lot of events.
Now, I understand we're still early on in this process, and I read the article that the Floor Alley put out about the SGA meeting. Is there at this point a rough estimate that you can give for how much that would cost, or a lot of that just depends on, okay, the location and how we actually are going to design it, all those different things? No real rough cost at this moment.
Well, I think in general terms, we know it could cost anywhere between, you know, $20 million and $35 million, right? But that's $15 million swing. And so, but to put a finer point on it, we wanted to make sure we were in front of the students, start talking to them about design, and we'll be able to tighten that up after we get finished with the student meetings. And, you know, the University of North Alabama is not the first institution to see, you know, where their facilities could maybe have an impact on why students aren't staying at the games or staying engaged in the games as long. You know, I've read articles where even some SEC schools are struggling with student attendance, or at least student attendance throughout the entire game. Mm-hmm. And so if you even look at the initial design, the what we call the starting off point, there's a plaza area, and the reason we put that plaza in there it was for the students, because I think what we've learned is, you know, students don't like to be locked in, you know, to one seat sitting by, you know, nine people. They like the opportunity to mingle and have a sense of community. And so those are all concepts that we're trying to put into a design of a stadium and hopefully make it a state-of-the-art, great community feeling event venue.
Talking with Mark Linder, the AD at the University of North Alabama. Now, of course, I have to ask this question. There have been a couple ways that have been proposed about paying for this. One is going to be donations through donors, and you're going to get some of those, obviously, without a doubt. But another one has been possibly increasing the credit hour rate, $8 to $12 per credit hour. When that was initially brought up in the meeting with the SGA, how did the SGA respond to that? How did the students respond to that?
Well, you're right. There are two main ways. One would be through private donations. The other would be through a different and new student fee, one that's dedicated primarily to the stadium. And so, and we've talked to, you know, I would think 300 to 500 students throughout the course of this last month, and for the most part, it's been received pretty well.
Have naming rights been brought up, or are we still too early in the process?
I think that, you know, that would be definitely on the donation side of it.
Right.
It's probably premature to talk about that right now, but I would think that every area of the stadium would have the opportunity for naming rights.
All right, Mark, as we close down shop here, I want to ask you just a couple more questions, actually getting away from the football facility as it stands right now. As the first season in Division One winds down, what are some improvements that you want to see continue to be made heading into year two?
I think we always have to look at funding. We had our Sportsman's Club kickoff last night, and we need that club to grow and to support the vision of moving forward. And you know, the great thing about it is when our women's basketball team beats Vanderbilt, or when our baseball team beats Ole Miss, or when our basketball team goes out and plays Gonzaga. All these great opportunities really allows us as a university to display the Shoals area. And I hope there's a sense of pride among our community that, hey, these guys are going after it, and they're trying to do it the right way. But with that, we need to make sure that we're putting our student athletes in a situation where they can travel and get to the game competition site rested and prepared, so that they can compete at a high level. And so the Sportsman's Club has really grown the last 2 years. You can tell there's some excitement in the room now when we start talking about some upcoming opponents that will be on our schedules, not only there but also here. And so as we continue to go further and further into this Division I transition, we just want to invite everybody to jump on board, because we think it's going to be a great journey, and there's going to be some special moments that we want to share that with the community.
He's Mark Linder, the athletic director at the University of North Alabama. Mark, thank you so much for your time. Excellent information. I know as an alumni of the university, I am excited about the changes that have been made and the changes that are continually coming. Best of luck going forward with everything, and we'll talk to you more down the road.
Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate you having me.